Well, it's been a long time, listeners. Over 2 years, in fact, for those of you who were familiar with my previous recordings on some of the rulers of Cymru. Here we are, though, with you listening to my voice once again. First of all, croeso nôl a diolch yn fawr. That is still a market for this, produced a lasting appeal of the history of our nation and the appetite for its discovery. This is only a very brief introduction to this series, and those looking for juicy historical context should just wait a bit longer. It's also a chance for me to refresh some memories or give a bit of context to the series and to myself. Firstly, this is a series where I will attempt to cover some of the major points of Welsh history between prehistory and around 1000 AD. The reason for this time period is mainly because it covers some very interesting topics, and also because as time gets on and record keeping and historiography improves, the amount of detail you can put into these things can become immense. Now, for my inspiration, I will be looking to the great John Davis, which, as many of you know, is a huge inspiration of mine. So I will be breaking these periods of time down into similar times, periods that he has in his book, A History of Wales. So if you're an owner or have read that book, you may know the time periods in which he's broken down the early history of Wales into. And so I will be doing that in a similar fashion, beginning really with prehistory until the arrival of Rome in Britain, then moving on to Cymru and Rome, then post-Roman Cymru and Britain up until about 800 AD, and then finally the period from 800 AD to roughly 1000 AD. Now, that doesn't mean that there's only be one episode per time period, but I will try and structure them in that manner. Just a little point on my style, I try wherever possible to use the Cymraeg for place names and people, etc. I do this because I believe it's important to protect our heritage and encourage the use of our language. If there are any particularly obscure places or names, I will also include the English or perhaps the Latin a few times to help. Not everybody obviously has a Welsh name, so some people will have to be referred to by their Latin or English or even Viking name. Also, I'm covering a huge area of history here. I will try to be as accurate as possible, but I can't possibly be an expert in such a wide area of time. If I make mistakes, I apologise, and I always welcome being corrected and learning something for myself. So I think with most bases covered and introduced, I hope to bring the first of this series out in the next couple of weeks, starting with a very, very brief look at prehistory in Cymru. Again, please note that the idea of Cymru in prehistory is a bit of a non-starter, as what you would recognise as our modern nation would not exist hundreds of thousands of years ago, not just in the collective minds of these early men, but also geographically. So, until next time, hwyl!